So Paul Revere actually rode to Lexington and Concord before he rode to Lexington and Concord.
Right. That's why he knew the route so well. But he got back to Boston in plenty of time for the fireworks that followed.
How did the Patriots finally find out that Concord was the target?
Well, it was due to the alertness of a young stable boy at the Province House, a popular gathering place for British officers.
Easy now. Oh, you're real beauties, aren't you? Yes. Here's a nice pail of oats. Too bad you belong to those lobster backs. All right, my lovely, stay quiet now. Let's see what they have for me today.
There'll be the devil to pay by these Yankees, that's for certain.
Indeed. If we can make sure no one gets through to warn them. Boy?
You don't think they'll actually fight back, do you?
These accursed rebels taking up arms against His Majesty's troops? Don't be silly. Where is that lazy lout? Boy!
When does the operation begin?
Tonight, after dark. Grenadiers and light infantry under Colonel Smith and Major Pitcairn will cross the Charles at the Common and then march up to Lexington.
Goodbye, Adams and Hancock, what?
Quite. And then it's on to the arms they're hiding at Concord. Where is that boy?
Listen, no wonder he didn't answer. He's asleep.
We're here, all right. You, on your feet.
Don't hurt me, huh? Don't hurt me, sir.
What do you mean, taking a kip when you should be working, boy?
I'm sorry, sir. I was only going to lie down for a few minutes. I guess I fell asleep. Please don't tell my master. He'll beat me.
Sleeping, eh? You wouldn't have been listening to our conversation, would you?
Listening? With the way I snore? No, sir. But I've got your horses all ready for you. See? Nice and brushed. Saddles all polished. Fine mounts for two of His Majesty's soldiers.
You're loyal to His Majesty?
Oh, yes, sir. Long live King George.
Well, see to it you stay that way.
And no more sleeping on the job, or we will inform your master.
Right, sir. Oh, let me help you up. Thank you, sir. Both of you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for the information, too. I'm sure Dr. Warren will be very happy to hear it. They're crossing the river at the Commons, Dr. Warren.
When?
Tonight. Then they head straight for Concord.
Time to test your signal, eh, Revere?
Did they say anything else, Newt?
No, sir. Except that they're going to try to stop any messengers from getting through.
Oh, you've done a fine job, Newt. Go to the kitchen and get something to eat.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Warren.
We must get word to Concord.
I've already dispatched William Dawes by the overland route.
Overland? But that will add hours to his trip.
I know. But your boat is still moored at the river, isn't it?
Well, yes, but why?
You'll be right under the nose of the British.
Again, but I'm ready.
Who will light the lanterns?
A young friend of mine, Robert Newman. His brother's the church organist, so Robert has free access to the tower.
Excellent. Now you must take great care crossing the river. The Somerset is lying at anchor in the harbor, ready to blast anyone who should try to pass.
Don't worry, Joseph. I learned my lesson a few months back at Castle Island. I'll be quiet.
Paul, I want...
No goodbyes, my friend. When will you leave?
Soon. I must stay and gather as much information as I can.
I implore you once again not to risk yourself. The cause needs you.
The cause also needs information. Do not concern yourself over my peril, my friend. You face enough of your own. The British will not hesitate to shoot a man caught exciting armed revolt.
Yes.
Godspeed, Paul. You are a true son of liberty.
Revere raced to Christ Church and sent Robert Newman up the tower.
Two lanterns, Robert. The British go by sea.
Then hurried home to put on his riding boots and surtout.
Surtout? What's that?
A riding coat.
Oh, like the one he wears in the paintings.
Right. And he hurriedly kissed his wife goodbye and left, meeting two friends, Thomas Richardson and Joshua Bentley, outside. They made their way to the river. Revere was moving so fast he forgot to close the door, and his dog got out and followed him. And that wasn't the only thing he forgot.
Thunderation.
What is it?
Oh, I've forgotten my spurs, Thomas. How will I ride without my spurs?
I believe we have a more immediate problem.
And that is?
We'll have to row right by the Somerset. The creaking of our oars will surely give us away.
Blast! That's another thing I forgot. I was going to bring a cloth to muffle them.
Well, I don't know about the spears, but I think I can help us with the cloth.
Thomas, what are you doing? My parents are downstairs.
Necessary, love. We're about to take some cargo across the river, and we need a heavy cloth to keep our squeaky oars from giving us away.
What sort of cargo?
Paul Revere.
Revere? Why didn't you say so? Wait a minute.
Come on, love. We don't have much time.
Here you go. Do be careful.
Ah, thanks, darling. We will.
Your cloth, Revere.
Your intended?
I'm just a friend.
This is a petticoat.
Well, what do you know about that?
We have the cloth, but what of the spurs?
I have an idea. Come here, boy.
Wait a minute. You're not going to tell me Revere sent his dog back for the spurs.
Yep, he wrote a note, put it in the dog's collar, and sent him home.
How accurate is that?
Well, I don't know, but it is the story Revere told his own children. And apparently the dog performed beautifully, for Revere and his companion soon took off in the rowboat.
If we'd only had petticoats while patrolling Castle Island, we might not have gotten arrested.
Look, the signal light.
Wait, they didn't stay on long.
Just enough to warn the folks at Charlestown.
Hold it. I thought the signal was to alert Revere, not the people.
Nope.
But Longfellow even says it here in his poem. See, right here. One if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be. Ready to ride and spread the alarm to every Middlesex village and farm.
That's probably the biggest fallacy in the whole Paul Revere story. Anyway, the signal worked beautifully. The people of Charlestown got the message loud and clear. But Revere and his companions did have a concern.
You think the Somerset saw the signal?
We're about to find out. Strike oars. We'll let momentum carry us past the ship. Quiet, lads.
Hey, Rach, did you see that?
See what?
Well, that church over there. Two lights just flicking on and off in the steeple.
Probably some sort of signal to warn the rebels, eh?
You think so? Maybe we should tell somebody.
Oh, tell who? And why? Not even these Yanks would be balmy enough to try anything against the King's army. Hey, balmy? Army? I just made a rhyme, eh?
Providence is smiling on us, gents. Row, quickly.
Revere.
Colonel Connett, did you get the signal?
Yes, and your mount is ready.
Ah, fine Larkin horse.
You need to know, Revere, that the British soldiers have been patrolling this road and the road to Cambridge all afternoon.
What?
If you think the ride is too treacherous, you needn't go. No one will fault you for staying.
Spread the word, Colonel. The British are on the move.
Yeah!
God be with you, Paul Revere. Up, you patriots! Arise, you minutemen! The British are coming! The British are coming!